All right. How are you doing?
It's been a while.
So, let me just say, sorry. I've been on the lamb, right? Is that the proper way to say it? I've been on the lamb. So, but no, I'm back. I'm going to see about being a little more consistent now and make it where you have something to listen to on that way to work, on the way home, with the Just a Dad podcast. So, stay tuned, as we'll be right back with a whole lot more. So yeah, on the lamb, you know, I think it's been like 2 weeks, and I've gone on vacation, and I've changed my work schedule, I've been prepping for school, and, or going back to school, and then continuing to work with the Little League to get that up and running. So yeah, it's been busy. You know, I haven't been here. I've been doing a lot of stuff. So let's see. I went on vacation, went to the beach for a week. That was nice. Nothing better than waking up on the beach and just relaxing and enjoying that time to kind of recharge the batteries, to get ready for another season of life and what it might throw at you. You know, I mean, there's no telling what life's going to throw at us. But we're there, and we try to make our way through it. And with God's grace, we get through it and go through another one, right? So, but I will say, this was probably the best vacation I've had in a long time. Just as far as being with my wife and kids. It was a lot less stressful than normal, and I don't know if I just, you know, didn't let certain things bother me, or what, but it was just well needed and well rested for us. And then, we made our way back home and, you know, started getting our routines kind of back down and back at work now. And, so yeah. So, you know, work's good. It's still selling. And, you know, that's profitable for us, right? Because it allows us to continue living the lives we live. So, we need that. Not too much going on as far as my kids go. You know, there was cheerleading camp for the girls. There was some other things going on. Obviously, I haven't posted much since the last episode where my daughter had her not boyfriend take her to the movies with friends. Haven't done anything since, so there hasn't been much to say on that topic. But they had a good time. They saw, you know, the Black Widow movie. I'm still jealous because I haven't seen it. But now we gotta go see Jungle Cruise. So, you know, that's the next movie out to see. And, but, you know, I'm proud to have the kids I have. They're good kids. There's a lot of chaos to it, you know? Like, 10 kids is rough. And there's definitely gotta be order. But it just seems like the biggest thing is when you have that many kids, it's not that it's too much to handle. I know some people are gonna say, no, that's too much to handle. But realistically, there's just you always go through a season with a kid, right? Like, and I think this goes for even someone with just one kid. Like, they'll go through these moods where they're just a little bit more, I don't know, difficult to deal with, right? Like, they just, I don't know, what, for 1 or 2 weeks, this one just decides he wants to just have an attitude about things, or, you know, not want to do something you're telling him to do. I don't know. Whatever that might be. So with my kids, it's the same thing, right? Except occasionally, it rotates. So I'll have like one, maybe two kids who are just being a little more difficult than normal, you know? But then after a couple weeks, they settle down, they start falling back in line. But then another one or two kids start getting difficult. And it's like, man, like, you know, you can catch a break. And yeah, that's just the way it is. But it's like, I need to have like a training schedule for these kids, so whenever they get like that, you know, like, you'd think I'd had like a this perfected method of how to handle these kids whenever they're like that, so that they can kind of whip them back into shape faster, but no, I don't have that. Just like the other day, not the other day, but yesterday, my one son, he's playing like he's asleep in his room, you know, or maybe he's on the couch, or maybe both. And I was like, well, what are you doing? And he's just laying there, you know, almost playing dead, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's just laying there, silent, you know, and he's 8, and, or almost 8, another month, but and I'm like, Elijah, I know you're awake, like, stop acting like you're not awake. And he opens his eyes and just kind of, you know, smirks at me, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't want to get in trouble. And I'm like, what are you going to get in trouble for? You know, like, do you have a guilty conscience or something? What'd you do? And he's laying there because he's thinking when I come by, I'm going to make him clean his room or something. And hey, yeah, his room needs to be cleaned. But he just, his method of avoiding to do stuff is knowing that if he's asleep, dad's not going to mess with him because dad wants him to rest. You know what I mean? And I found it peculiar because I'm like, you know, I love this kid. You know what I mean? And I love the way his mind thinks as far as, you know, hey, if I pretend that I'm asleep, dad won't do anything. He'll just walk by. And then when dad leaves, I can go back to playing my Nintendo or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, I'm a little smarter than that. I know what you're up to, but, you know, nice try, you know. But it's always something with these kids. And I don't know. Some of the things they've tried is just amazing. The one son wanted to take something with him somewhere, and so he decided he was going to bring a stuffed animal instead. And we're like, whatever, you know. Take the stuffed animal. But then when you hold the stuffed animal, it's a lot heavier than it normally is. And he's got the thing jam-packed with, like, Nintendo games in there. And I'm like, what are you doing, you know? And it's like, you know, he's over here swearing up and down, it wasn't me, I didn't do it. But his teddy bear's got his Nintendo game inside of it that he's not supposed to be taking. And it's like, we know what you're doing, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's amazing that this nature of, you know, it makes me wonder why in the garden, when Adam and Eve were walking, God's calling out to Adam. Obviously, Adam's not really saying much, but then he's like, okay, here I am, you know. And it's not that God didn't know what he was doing or what he was up to, but it's like, I'm surprised Adam wasn't, I mean, granted, he did put the blame on Eve, but why Adam didn't do, like, no, it's not me, you know. I guess kind of he did, but it's just one of those things. You see the nature of man and his sinfulness from birth, you know, realistically. I mean, from the time a kid is young, they're always, you know, after what's going to be best for them once they figure out what is what they want, you know. So, something to consider, you know. Your babies are little depraved children, and they need the grace of God more than anyone else, or just as much as anyone else. How's that? So, but yeah, so something to think about. Aside from that, I'm going to take a pause or a break, let you have a little bit of a commercial break, and I'll be back to continue our topic of life. Okay, now, we're back, and, you know, it's been a while since I've kind of discussed some Little League baseball stuff with you guys, right? Or baseball stuff. What, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say Little League since it's a corporation. I don't know. But maybe I'll stop that in the future. But let me tell you, okay? We've been investing a lot into this league and getting it going. A lot of our time and energies, especially the energy and just everything it takes. You know, like, this stuff is not an easy, you know, just get up and go type of thing. So taking it over, we've learned, you know, like, we wanted to be new. Right, and not necessarily new for us, because we've been with the league for a couple years, but the experiences that we've received or feedback that we've heard, people were looking for something different, right? And so we're trying to, we know what we were, you know, experiencing, we know what we've heard, what we'd like to see come from the league and everything like that. So we've really invested a lot of time and money into, you know, putting a new name out there, a new face, you know, kind of freshen it up, you know what I mean? Because, and sometimes you need that sort of thing, right? So we've done all this, and the former president of the league, and I'm not saying names, but I'm just saying, because you're probably not going to track it, but the former guy who's running it is meeting with my board members, trying to get them to overthrow me. And I'm just thinking, well, I don't know what you would think, okay? But let me remind you, this is a volunteer position that I do, right? I'm the president of the league, and we have a board of directors that we meet with on an almost weekly basis, but I'd say bi-weekly, to gather stuff, and we're constantly at the field together, doing work together. And this guy steps out and says he doesn't want to do it anymore. But then he starts meeting with my board members, saying that they can do a lack of confidence vote in my leading and throw me out. So they tell me this. I call the guy up immediately and let him know, you know, like, I'm here with my board members you're talking to. They're telling me what you're saying. Like, what is it that you want, you know? And he's telling me all these other people on my board are telling him they want me out. I'm moving too fast. I'm changing things without talking to anybody. And I'm like, who? You know, he's saying everybody. And he then goes on, this is a rant, by the way. He then goes and talks about how parents are talking to him about all this stuff. And, you know, I just ask him, you know, like, look, if you really care, you know, like, why wouldn't you redirect these parents to me or talk to me about this? You know, why are you talking to my board members trying to get them to overthrow me from my position? Maybe overthrow is a hard word or a heavier word than it needs to be. But you know, someone who really cares about what's going on, I mean, maybe it's just me. I would think that you would talk to the person in charge and say, hey, this is what I'm hearing. You know, especially if you're the person who, you know, gave your position up for this next person to move into it. I would go to the person, you know, and say, hey, this is what, you know, I'm hearing, and I just want to bring it to your attention so you can address these issues. Not go to board members and try to get them to vote you out of the place. And then he's saying he'll take another seat on the board to help them through the process. I'm sorry. If somebody's that invested still, like, one, I'm glad he's not on my board, right? But two, like, come on, man. It's a volunteer thing. Like, why are we... I don't know. It's too much. So I told my board, I was like, look, guys, I was like, let me be honest with you. I'm doing school. I work full-time. I have 10 kids. Like, if y'all don't want me doing this, I'll walk away. I have no problem with that. Like, I don't want to, because I've invested a lot of time in it so far. But if that's how you feel, like, let me know. I have other stuff I could be doing. And they're like, no, you know, but I'm just like, it's not that complicated of a thing. And if this guy's talking to you, you really need to talk to me. And I'm glad the one guy did bring it up to me, but I'm just, why does anybody do this stuff? It baffles my mind. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm a dictator and I run people off or control things too much. I don't know. But I'm very headstrong, and sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. Sorry, I'm trying to drink this banana pudding milkshake from Sonic I just got. I got this stupid crap piece of garbage paper straw. It doesn't do crap for anybody in this world. I don't know why anybody okayed paper straws. They need to be punched in the face. Okay, and let me be clear, okay? If you're one of those people and you enjoy the, you know, environment and people having paper straws, and, you know, you get what I'm saying. If you're a paper straw advocate, you know, just fall off a cliff. Right? Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's stupid. Paper straws destroying... No, I'm sorry. Plastic straws destroying our environment. I'm sorry. This brings up another reminder to me. Did you see the John Crist video where he's fishing and he uses like the little plastic ring from like a six pack of Coke? You know, the rings, he's putting that on as a bait. And he says, if all these environmentalists are right, I should be pretty lucky today. So it's hilarious. But you know what I'm talking about. The thing they say always gets stuck on like sea turtles' necks and stuff. And look, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't exist. What I'm saying is the probability and the likelihood of those things happening as bad as... I'm sorry, masks are your real issue right now. Don't focus on my straws. Let me have my little conveniences. Okay, take your stupid mask and throw those out. Man, that shake is good. Anyhow, guys, look, there's a lot of stuff going on, right? And nobody has time for all this mess. But what we do for the kids at the Little League. And, you know, that, like some of my board members come to me and they ask me, hey, you know, I got this family. They're going through a hard time. They can't afford it. Can we, you know, sponsor them? Yeah, of course we can. It's like, I'm sorry, the money we make, it's not going in my pocket. It's sitting in a bank account waiting for the next kid to be sponsored. Like, that's what we do. You know, I'm trying to get this in their brains. Like, that is what we do. We help children play baseball. And we try to teach them to be good citizens and develop them mentally so that they can grow up to be more responsible adults. That's what we want. And so, I don't know. I mean, it's just... I'm glad they bring concerns to me like that, but yeah, dude, like, that's what we're here for. We're here for the kids. So, anyways, I'm gonna sign off. I hope y'all had a great day. I will see you tomorrow or the next. I don't know. We'll see if I can't get more regular for you. But as always, have a good tomorrow. And I have failed. Yes, I failed. What did I fail at, you ask? Yes, I know. Because I didn't tell you a dad joke. So, let me tell you one, okay? And this is one I like. It's not much of a dad joke, I don't know. But do you know why the stadium got hot after the game? We're talking about baseball here, right? Obviously. You know, so, let's say it this way. Do you know why the baseball stadium got hot after the game? You don't. It's because all the fans left. Yes, I know, it's good. So, anyways. Let's see. Why did the tomato blush? Because it's all the salad dressing? Oh, yes, that's a dad joke. That is, I can't believe you just said that out loud. You're a moron, blah, 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 right? And then, of course, did you hear the joke about the wandering nun? She was a Roman Catholic. Okay, that's all I got for you. All right, guys, have a great day. And as always, keep it real, keep it simple, and go love your kids. All right, and your wife, obviously. So, oh my goodness, I'm trying to get mail out of my box, and it's like wedged in there. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that. It was insane. All right, peace out. Have a great day.